Hebrews 13, Love in Practice. Let love of the believers continue. Do not forget to show love to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember those that are in bonds as if you were bound with them, those that are ill-treated as being yourselves also in the body. Let marriage be held in respect among all, and let the marital bed be undefiled, for fornicators and adulterers God will judge. Be free from the love of money, content with such things as you have. For God himself has said, I will in no way fail you, neither will I in any way forsake you, so that with good courage we can say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What shall man do to me? Remember those that had the rule over you, those who spoke to you the word of God. Consider the outcome of their life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Do not be carried away by various and strange teachings, for it is good that the heart be established by grace, not with food laws which have not profited those who have been so occupied with them. We have an altar from which those who serve the tabernacle have no right to eat. For the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the holy place by the high priest as an offering for sin are burned outside of the camp. Therefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people through his own blood, suffered outside of the gate. Let us therefore go to him outside the camp, bearing his reproach. For we do not have here a permanent city, but we seek one which is yet to come. Through him, therefore, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of lips that make confession to his name. But do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Obey those who rule over you and be submissive, for they watch out for your souls as those who must give account. Let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable for you. Final requests and greetings. Pray for us. For we are persuaded that we have a good conscience, desiring to live honourably in all things. And I exhort you the more exceedingly to do this, that I may be restored to you the sooner. Now, the God of peace, who brought from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep, our Lord Jesus, through the blood of an eternal covenant, perfect you in every good thing to do his will, working in you that which is pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory for ever and ever. Amen. But I urge you, brothers, bear with this word of encouragement, for I have written to you in few words. Be informed that our brother Timothy has been set at liberty, along with whom, if he comes soon, I will see you. Greet all those that have the rule over you and all the saints. They of Italy greet you. Grace be with you all. Amen.